Now let's deal with the nakshatra of Punarvasu. Punarvasu is the seventh nakshatra in the zodiac series. It falls dominantly within Gemini and last pada goes into Cancer. Now the dominant energy of Punarvasu is always laced with winning the second time. You try something the first time, win the second time. Even as with Lord Rama, he was born into Punarvasu nakshatra as an avatar. So Punarvasu has this underlying theme of failing the first time, winning the second time. It might carry over to any area of their life depending upon how other things are playing out. For example, they may have a failed marriage the first time, better marriage the second time, failing profession the first time, winning the second time, and so on and so forth. Okay. In this one, we are now focusing on the Pada aspect. The other aspects of Punarvasu, you can go through the channel. There are lots of them. Videos on Punarvasu. You can go through all of them in order for you to understand intuitively what I'm speaking about here. Okay. For now, let's see the general nature of these people is to work with the weaker section of the society. Remember, it's a Jupiterian nakshatra, so there will be themes of Jupiter there. Jupiter loves to work for the weaker section of the society, and in general, whichever house or planet goes in Punarvasu, they have become naturally sympathetic with the signification of that planet. Meaning, if Mercury goes into Punarvasu, it becomes sympathetic towards children, working for children. Mercury is a child. If it becomes with Venus, they become sympathetic towards the spouse. If it is Sun, towards the government. If it's Moon, towards the mother. If it's Mars, towards the brothers, and so on. They cannot do anything which is out of line or not acceptable to society. People come and talk to them to get the right advice. Jupiterian nakshatra. Now let us see the general energies of the Pada before we get into details. From natal to Navamsha. So it starts from Gemini. First Pada goes into Aries. Aries is a poor Rashi. Remember this. Libra is the rich one in Navamsha. Okay. In the Navamsha, if you want to see poverty and wealth, see Aries and Libra. So Aries is a poor Rashi, meaning it is starting from nothing. So these people tend to get miserly because Gemini wants to do things for itself. It does not have anything. So they become very miserly. Daily wage workers. Aries is poor. Gemini is selfish and contractive energy. These people may be involved in seasonal work, using others' resources and collecting money. They have to depend on other people like poor people do. Collecting money in the wrong manner. Aries is 11th from Gemini. Remember the 3-11 relationship. Becomes doing everything for the sake of gaining something for myself. Gemini is selfish. Advised not to do anything in anger, that rash mistake. Otherwise, they had to pay back very heavily with the karma of the health of kids. Gemini is also children, Mercury sign. Pada number 2. I'm taking all these things from my notes, alright? Gemini Pada 2. Going into Taurus Navamsha, 2-12 relationship. There is a gain and loss of resources here right away. Second of anything is resources. Taurus is resources and food. So what does this lead this person or this particular planet to? Using others' resources and not paying money or compensation for it. Something similar to what we saw earlier. Working outside their own community, traveling to foreign lands. 12th to Gemini. You want to earn money by going abroad. Taurus is 12th to Gemini. Taurus is earning money and trying to save money, always needing freebies. Gemini wants freebies. Will not pay others or will use others' resources for free and justify it for whatever reason. Gemini is selfish. As a result, they might end up getting mercurial diseases like asthma, memory issues, skin issues, problems with nervous system, as well as problem with siblings. Third house is Gemini. So you got to take care of all these karmic attributes. This is a channel of conscious astrology. Take care of things consciously, your own shadows, your own karma, what you are born with, and you might do things better this time around. Third Pada, Gemini going to Gemini. This is the peak. This one, it becomes the perfect trader. Personal gains above all. Can even kill for enemy for money. especially if Mars is sitting here. Educated in a field but switching careers due to low pay. You know the kind of person in your colleague who's always switching jobs, very restless, extremely shrewd when it comes to money matters, will try to lure people into Ponzi schemes to make money. All the Ponzi scheme guys might be having Punarvasu in this pada. Isn't it ironic? Punarvasu is being such a Jupiterian sign, but they resort in this pada to such lowly schemes. This is the one thing you got to get out of this series. The Nakshatra pada from natal to Navamsha tell a completely different story to what you might have popularly heard about the Nakshatras. And then sometimes move into another business. So these are the Ponzi scheme people. Gemini to Gemini, the third pada of Punarvasu. The last pada is exalted, goes from Cancer to Cancer. So it concerns water, concerns masses, fourth sign, right? Now, work will be related to water or overseas, Cancer sign. Follow the trend here. Cancer is water. Cancer can also be overseas if it's in the 12th house. Opportunity to serve people at an emotional level, but making it a profession. Not helping society when they are capable of doing so. These people might be the first ones in the family to start something new in business. I know this. One of my siblings is in this. And she has started a new business of her own, which nobody in my family has done. Best remedy, should travel to meet different people and sections of the society to provide them with peace and harmony. Cancer is the peace of the heart. We think we all need happiness, folks. What I'm finding increasingly is what we look for is peace more than happiness. Happiness is a bunch of hormones in the brain, serotonin, oxytocin, blah blah. But peace comes from the heart only, of having done something useful for people or for the nature. Now let's get into the details and see some planets and positions and what detailed analysis might lead us to discover here. Enjoy and share.
Podcast segment title, The Four Padas of Punarvasu Nakshatra. Subtitle, Planetary Principles and the Inner Outer Karma Blueprint of Return, Restoration, and Ethical Realignment. Introduction, Punarvasu, the light that returns after the storm. Punarvasu Nakshatra spans from 20 degrees Gemini to 3 degrees 20 Cancer, ruled by Jupiter and symbolized by a quiver of arrows. After the disruptive force of Ardra, Punarvasu signals renewal, the return of hope, and the rebuilding of what was broken. It is the nakshatra of restoration, not through external conquest, but inner realignment. The essence of Punarvasu is in rebalancing karma, to restore fairness, to repair what was misused, and to act with higher ethics. However, this ideal is often clouded by past life debts, selfish habits, or emotional detachment. The deity Aditi, the cosmic mother of the gods, imbues this nakshatra with nurturing and inclusive wisdom, yet the struggle lies in how to apply this compassion in a self-serving world. Each of the four padas expresses this returning light in unique ways, through fire, earth, air, and water navamshas, shaping the inner motivation and outer karma of any planet placed here. Let's explore each pada's principles before we dive into examples. Punarvasu Pada 1, 20-320 Gemini. Navamsha sign, Aries, Dharmapada elemental shift. Air to fire, motivation, seeking survival and control over one's circumstances. Principle, the restoration instinct becomes reactive and impulsive. Inner outer karma blueprint, outwardly expressive, communicative, and network driven, Gemini Rashi. Inwardly reactive, combative, and security focused, Aries Navamsha. This pada reflects someone who rebuilds with urgency, often taking shortcuts or using others' resources without fair exchange. They may work in seasonal labor, logistics, or trades requiring physical skill. The karmic trap lies in anger, misappropriation, and ethical shortcuts, especially involving money or relationships. Karma theme, rash actions lead to heavy paybacks, often health or issues with children. Path of growth, channel Martian drive into disciplined rebuilding rather than reactionary grasping. Punarvasu Pada 2, 23-26-40 Gemini. Navamsha sign, Taurus, Artha elemental shift, air to earth. Motivation, seeking security, ownership, and resource control. Principle, restoration becomes entangled with material selfishness. Inner outer karma blueprint, externally clever, versatile, and persuasive, Gemini Rashi, internally possessive, comfort-driven, and indulgent, Taurus Navamsha. This Pada tends to use others' time, money, or space without due credit, especially in foreign contexts, travel-based work, or digital freelancing. There's an entitled sense of getting something for nothing, often justified mentally. This builds Mercury-Venus karmas, nervous issues, sibling problems, speech imbalances, or wealth loss. Karma theme, unpaid debts and unfair dealings disrupt mental peace and bodily health. Path of growth, learn to give fairly. Resources must circulate with integrity to restore true abundance. Punarva Supada 3, 2640 Jis, 30 Gridi 0 Gemini, Navamsha sign, Gemini comma elemental shift, air to air. Motivation, seeking gain through intellect, strategy, and mobility. Principle, restoration is transactional, not emotional. Inner-outer karma blueprint, externally agile, adaptive, and charming, Gemini Rashi. Internally curious, opportunistic, and mercantile. This Pada is the sharpest of the four, embodying the archetype of the perfect trader. Individuals here are career switchers, schemers, or networkers who place personal benefit above loyalty. Ponzi schemes, exploitative communication, or manipulative teaching may arise as negative karmic expressions. Karma theme. Profit without ethics leads to social fallout and intellectual instability. Path of growth. Use brilliance for empowering others, not deceiving them. Be a guide, not a trickster. Punarvasu Pada 4, 0 degree 3320 Cancer, Navamsha sign, Cancer, Moksha elemental shift, air to water. Motivation, seeking emotional renewal and meaningful service. Principle, restoration becomes caregiving, but often commercialized or withheld. Inner-outer karma blueprint, externally sensitive, nurturing, and security-oriented, Cancer Rashi. Internally intuitive, emotional, and deeply private, Cancer Navamsha. These individuals are born to initiate healing, especially in fields involving water, psychology, or collective care. However, they may turn this ability into a transaction, offering emotional service only when it benefits them. They often start new ventures in emotional labor, but struggle to maintain sincerity in practice. Karma theme. Withholding genuine empathy while expecting respect creates emotional imbalance. Path of growth. Serve without expectation. Travel, connect, and emotionally invest without controlling outcomes. Punarvasu Pada summary, the four faces of restoration. Pada 1, seeks, action, control, immediate rebuilding. Trap, reactive greed, karmic rashness. Growth, learn patience and fairness in how effort is exerted. Pada 2, Taurus, seeks material accumulation and safety, trap entitlement and hoarding. Growth, practice generosity and fair compensation. Pada 3, Gemini, seeks intellectual mastery and profitable adaptation. Trap, ethical detachment, exploitative wit. Growth, use cleverness to uplift, not undermine trust. Pada 4, seeks emotional connection and soul-driven service. Trap, transactional empathy, emotional withdrawal. Growth, lead with heart, not ego. Serve from authenticity. Closing thought, Punarvasu's restoration is not just return, but redemption. Planets in Punarvasu reflect the moment after the storm, when rebuilding begins. But the manner of restoration reveals the soul's maturity. Do we rebuild with courage, entitlement, intellect, or compassion? Punarvasu's true wisdom lies in understanding that what is returned must be respected and what is restored must be elevated. Next in the series, Pushya Nakshatra, where nourishment becomes identity and the shadow of emotional superiority meets the call for unconditional service. Punarvasu Nakshatra Pada, with examples of planets, exploring how planetary placement shapes karma, expression, and evolution across the four padas. Punarvasu Pada 1, Aries Navamsha, Gemini 20D's U 23D20, outer self Rashi, communicative, adaptable, clever. Inner self, Navamsha, bold, impulsive, survival-oriented, Aries. Motivation, Dharma, driven by action, self-preservation, and initiation. Examples, Sun in Pada 1, a confident public speaker or authority figure with strong opinions, but the inner motivation may be to dominate or act impulsively when ego is threatened. Result, gains recognition quickly, but suffers fallouts if decisions are rash or selfish. Mercury in Pada 1, skilled in quick negotiations, witty and sharp with words. Internally wants to win, not just communicate. Result, strong marketing or debating ability, but prone to argumentative or manipulative speech when insecure. Saturn in Padawan, disciplined speaker on the outside, but struggles internally with impulsive reactions and resistance to rules. Result, may lead to delays in intellectual success until Mars-driven impulsivity is tempered with maturity. Punarvasu Pada 2, Taurus Navamsha, Gemini 23 degree 20i to 2640. Outer self, persuasive, analytical, business-minded. Gemini, inner self, security-seeking, possessive, resource-driven Taurus. Motivation, Artha, focused on wealth, ownership, and resource balance. Moon in Pada 2. Appears emotionally communicative, but internally craves security and may cling to material comfort. Result, excellent in real estate, finance, or food industries. Karmic lessons in emotional greed and hoarding. Venus in Pada 2. Charismatic and refined in communication. Internally values sensual comforts, beauty, and stable partnerships. Result, gains through arts, luxury, or family business, but may exploit others' support or underpay collaborators. Jupiter in Pada 2 comes off as an intellectual teacher or consultant. Inwardly, aims to build wealth or legacy through knowledge. Result, karmic gains through sharing wisdom, but only if generosity outweighs selfishness. Punarvasu Pada 3, Gemini Navamsha, Gemini 26 40 to 30, outer self, social, skilled, clever, Gemini. Inner self, opportunistic, strategic, mentally agile, Gemini. Motivation, desire-driven, focused on gain through exchange and flexibility. Examples, Mercury in Pada 3, extremely sharp, adaptive, and articulate. Natural business person or influencer. Result, can build empires through words, but karmic downfall if ethics are sacrificed for profits. Rahu in Pada 3, outer image of a hustler or trendsetter. Inside, driven by an insatiable hunger for fame and success. Result, highly magnetic in media, tech, or branding, but needs ethical anchoring or can fall into scandal. Mars in Pada 3, aggressive networker, multitasker, and self-promoter. Mentally restless. Capable of great success in sales or athletics, but karmic friction arises through competitiveness and overexertion. Punarvasu Pada 4, Cancer Navamsha, Cancer 030, 3D20s, outer self. Nurturing, protective, emotionally sensitive. Inner self, intuitive, moody, service-oriented. Motivation, moksha seeking emotional peace, connection, and fulfillment through inner alignment. Examples, Moon in Pada 4 exudes nurturing energy. Internally, deeply emotional, drawn toward healing or social work. Result, highly empathetic, but risks burnout if service is not reciprocated or emotionally sincere. Ketu in Pada 4 appears withdrawn or mystical, inwardly detached, searching for emotional truth and spiritual clarity. Result, powerful healer or guide if ego is surrendered. Otherwise, may feel isolated or misunderstood. Sun in Pada 4, outwardly nurturing leader or community figure, internally motivated by emotional validation and legacy. Result, gains respect in service or caregiving roles, but must balance ego with empathy for soul growth. Conclusion. Planet plus Pada, karma, consciousness. In Punarvasu Nakshatra, each planet expresses not just its archetypal traits, but a specific karmic narrative based on the Pada's Navamsha. While Gemini and Cancer Rashi show how a person interacts with the world, the Aries Cancer Navamsha sequence reveals why and from where that behavior arises internally. Understanding the inner-outer karma dynamic helps decode whether a planet brings healing, imbalance, opportunity, or burden, and what the native must restore or realign in this lifetime.